Welcome to the RS Expert Advice Podcast. In each episode, we interview a trusted expert in the electronics industry to provide purchasers, engineers, installers, and maintainers with valuable insights into the product and technology solutions that can help them overcome common challenges and add real value to their workflows. We hope you enjoy this episode and that you learn something useful and new. Today, I'm speaking with RS Product Portfolio Manager, Danae Lackey, about her festive and fun animatronic craft projects. Welcome, Danae. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Christine. Glad to be here.
Please introduce yourself and tell us about your role at RS.
I've been privileged to have been in the RS product management group for 25 years now. And it's been exciting to see how our role and how the product offer has continued to evolve over the years. Most notably in our role, the data analytics is now a bigger part of what we do. And then with the products, smarter and greener products are available in the industry now. I got my formal education from the University of Texas at Arlington. I received a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology, and my education set me up for success in the commercial side of our business, whether it be more effective communications, better understanding of internal and external customers, or honing my skills for statistical analysis. And as far as the role of the product management department, we have two main functions. One is that we're responsible for the product mix, and one is that we are responsible for the corporate supplier relationship. And on the product side, we scout and launch new suppliers and new products that fit in with our company strategy and long-term goals. And then on the supplier relationship side, we're that liaison between our corporate office and then the key contacts at our suppliers. So we lead supplier business reviews. We develop strategic business plans. We coordinate messaging between our companies. And then we promote RS's long-term strategies, core competencies, and competitive strengths to our suppliers. And sometimes we just say we're a combination of talent scout, cruise ship director, and sometimes we're the glue for our company.
How long have you been making animatronic craft projects with electronic, pneumatic, and automation components?
Well, I've been doing arts and crafts projects all my life. My favorites are doing like personal greeting cards and then personalizing nutcrackers. But as far as adding motion to art projects, that's just been the last 5 years or so. And after, just kind of in hindsight, seeing how much that I've really enjoyed doing it and how much, you know, fun it was, I'm really kind of surprised that I hadn't started earlier.
I greeting cards too. That's fun.
Yes, definitely.
Can you please show us a couple of your creations in action?
Absolutely. I'm going to hold this one up first before I plug it in, just so you get a view of what it looks like. This is my glasses. I call it my glasses project. It's a product manager that is viewing his new products bulletin, and he is kind of sight challenged like I am. So he moves his glasses up and down to try and focus on his products and just kind of watch his glasses. I have a pneumatic cylinder that slides his glasses up and down. There we go.
Oh.
And I did, I built a complete pneumatic system. Let me turn this arrow here. For the project, I do have a complete pneumatic system. So I have the double acting cylinder. I have a lever controlled 5-2 valve. Of course, with a pneumatic system, you're going to have tubing and fittings. There are flow controls to slow the cylinder down. And then I have my air compressor, which provides the air for the system.
Very cool.
I do have another project, if you'd like me to go on to that one.
Please do.
This one is an electric project. Let me pull it over here. I call this one my Doberman project. And I absolutely love the Doberman breed, and I wanted to kind of hope you don't hear the one at the door. I wanted to memorialize how awesome the dogs are. And I wanted to create a little dog that had moving ears, a moving neck, and then a moving tail. And I used the little SG90 servo motors to make it. I built the frame of the dog with heavy wire. And then the moving pieces, I built them separate, connected them with the little mini servo motors. And then I'm controlling it with a little Arduino Uno microcontroller. Let me, as soon as I turn the power on to this, it's going to start up. Let me turn the power on. Oh. Okay, there goes his head. Watch his little tail.
Oh, that's so cool.
It'll take him a second. He'll go through it, run through it again. His little ears are, they're kind of subtle. There we go. Anyway, this was a really fun build. The code, you do have to code with an Arduino, but the code is for the servo motors is pretty simple. So it was an easy project to put together and fun.
What inspired you to make your first creation, and what was that?
Actually, the glasses project was my first creation as far as putting motion into a project. And I put that together for a pumpkin contest that we had at RS. We did not have to have motion in it. I just added that because I thought it'd be fun. But we were supposed to put a pumpkin together that represented our department and just kind of showed, you know, what we did in our job. So that's why he's a product manager. And as far as, you know, just as far as reasons to do the projects, I mean, the joy is a big part of it for me. But I mean, there are other considerations too on why I like doing the projects. I mean, it can make for a more rich and meaningful experience when you can do something hands-on. It can be a good learning opportunity. There's kind of a real factor. It kind of makes the products come to life and seem more real. And there's also a little bit of freedom when you put the system together yourself. There's freedom to, you know, just kind of, well, what if I switch this part out or adjust maybe the air pressure just to see, you know, what else you can do with the system. The joy is probably the biggest part of it for me.
So how did you learn to leverage the electronic, pneumatic, and automation technologies that are required to create your animatronics?
Well, you know, I've been fortunate being at RS and being in our product management department. We've had a lot of access to product training opportunities with our suppliers. And I've also, just through on-the-job training, I guess, on-the-job experience, I've picked up a lot of product knowledge. I mean, we'll work on products just about every day. Is this something that maybe we would want to stock? You know, we're reviewing the product, we'll review images and data sheets, product descriptions. Is there something that needs to be tweaked here? And then, you know, we'll get general product questions. Like one of the questions that I get ever so often is, here's a customer has gotten a regulator. They want to know, is it supposed to come with a gauge or not? So you get those kind of, what does this product come with questions as well, and with kits as well. But just, you know, on-the-job training, the training from our suppliers. I've also done a little bit of outside research just because I was very interested in Arduino. I deal with motion products day in and day out, but they really need to automate them. You need that control piece. And I think that's what kind of got me really interested in Arduino. I wanted to learn more about it. So I did a lot of outside research there.
The internet is a great resource for things like that.
Definitely, definitely.
What are some of your go-to components for these projects, and what is their primary purpose?
The motion products that I've put into my builds are mainly pneumatic actuators, electric actuators, and then mini servo motors. The all three of them move an object in a specified direction, at a specified speed, and to a specified distance. Now, pneumatics is, out of the three, is the easiest to use. And if you want to do something like a Halloween project, their pneumatics can be really fast. So they're great for you know, they're great for that application. They're great for others, but they're great for that too. Electric actuators, they will allow you to stop anywhere on their travel path. So they're a little more flexible as far as, you know, where you want it to stop, what kind of movement you want. And then the mini servo motors will give you that kind of rotary action, like the little dog's tail going back and forth, or if you just want a hand waving, you know, they're good for that kind of motion. And also, I've noticed, just having dogs, the pneumatics can scare dogs. It tends to be loud sometimes, but that being said, I absolutely love pneumatics. As far as the control end, I love Peekaboo prop controllers. They're from Fright Times. And then I love the Arduino Uno microcontrollers. Now, the Peekaboo prop controllers they're easier to use. There's no coding required. You can record up to 2 minutes of automation and 2 minutes of music. When you use an Arduino Uno microcontroller, you get a really inexpensive way to control something, and you get to do the code yourself to, you know, make your it's just a different way of setting up your program. There are more outputs on an Arduino Uno microcontroller. Now, it does not have a sound chip, but it is compatible with the little mini MP3 players. You are able to just put it into your code, and then your Arduino Uno controls the MP3 player. But those are my go-to components.
Nice. The structures are only half of your creations. You also create the decorative elements using materials like paper mache, pumpkins, cardboard, fabric. Do you like the art science side of your projects more, or do you thoroughly enjoy the whole STEAM experience?
You know, I love both. The artsy side for me is really kind of relaxing, and that can also be the less expensive way to go. I love the technology side, and it's really exciting, and it's satisfying in that exciting kind of way. With both of them, there are certain commonalities, I guess. Both of them, you can get that rich hands-on experience and using multiple senses at once. With both of them, you can be creative. And then just one of my favorite things to do is just kind of personalize my projects. And you can personalize both in art and in science. And I really don't think I could choose between one or the other.
Well, your combination of them is fabulous.
Thank you.
Do you have any resources that you recommend for people interested in trying their hand at creating their own animatronic products?
I highly recommend the Arduino educational and starter kits. They're available through a lot of places. We have some of them as well here at RS. I've used some of them, and I thought you get a lot for what you pay for. And I thought the directions were pretty clear on how to use them. And it's a great way to learn about a controller, but it's also a great way to learn about circuits. I highly recommend them. There's a company called RG Innovations that has a number of different YouTube videos. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos on the web with Arduino, but I really like the RG Innovations ones. I thought they were helpful for me. And with Fright Props, you can get really good wiring directions with their controllers, but you don't have to buy the controller. You can go to their website, and they have wiring directions listed on the web, and you can kind of see what products are used and how they're connected together. I think that's a good resource. And then some people feel that the price can keep them from doing a project, and there are some places where you can get low-cost components. I've used AliExpress, Temu, and Wish overseas. I'm very pro-American. I like to buy American. But, when the pricing is an issue, especially if it's just like an educational thing that you're just going to use once, you may want to consider getting products there. And, of course, we at RS, we have a lot of great products, good quality products, especially if you want to do a keepsake project or something you want to run continuously, definitely check with RS products.
Do you have any other creations you could share with us?
I don't have any that are hooked up, but I do have some videos I can show you if you'd like.
Cool.
Let me just a second here. I need to share. Okay, this is my what I call my plague doctor project. And I wanted it to be a tribute to the Industrial Revolution and to pneumatics. And I wanted it to kind of follow the pattern of the pop-up Halloween projects that like Fright Props has a number of kits that you can get that do that. I wanted mine to be a little more, say, kid-friendly. It moves just a little bit slower when it pops up. And I also wanted it to rotate just a little bit. It wanted its head to rotate whenever it pops up. So I did add I took a motor out of an oscillating fan and put that on the end of the actuator to give a little bit of rotation as well. Now, when I was reading about the plague doctors, I found out that they would sometimes put flowers in their masks to cover the smell of death. And I also found out that they would sometimes use frogs to help try and, you know, help with the plague. So I put those into the build as well. And I added lights also. It does have steampunk music as well to kind of keep with the theme.
Cool.
You kind of hear that motor going in there too. Okay. I also have a dancing reindeer project. I wanted to do this one Christmas. I wanted to just have a little reindeer dancing to Christmas music inside a Christmas ornament. My reindeer was not tiny, so I ended up putting him inside a pumpkin and made it look like a Christmas ornament. And I used a little mini servo motor to make him dance, and I'm controlling it with an Arduino controller, Arduino Uno. And I tied in the mini MP3 player to add the Christmas music. And there's lights in it as well. And you can hear that motor already. Those little tiny motors can be kind of loud.
Oh, he's so cute.
And this was a fun one to put together.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Oh, thank you. I also do a bird that gracefully kind of flapped its wings. I love birds, and it's kind of a tribute to my parents. My parents always loved birds, so that just had to be one of the projects that I did. I used an air-piloted valve and two roller lever valves and put them with a guided cylinder. When you use those products together, you're able to create continual motion just using air. There's no electrical signals, inducing the motion. It's just strictly done by air. This one does have some flow controls that are turned way down. When this setup is used without flow controls, it just flies. The system goes really fast.
Love those. Do you plan to continue challenging yourself with more complex creations? And if so, do you have any in mind that you're working your way up to?
I have my eye on a vacuum product or vacuum project. I don't have the art part of it figured out yet, but I definitely want to work with vacuum. There are some Arduino compatible products that I have my eye on as well. There's a little voice recording module. And there's a little, it's a mini humidifier fog machine that I want to try out. One day I would love to make my own prop controller that has all the features that I like, but then be, you know, less expensive. Now, that's kind of a dream to, you know, a good prop controller that's inexpensive. I would like to one day, just as far as big projects, it would be awesome to have something to put out in the front yard. I would go with probably something to do with birds because I love birds, but maybe a Christmas project. I have a neighbor that one year did he put a coffin out in his yard and it opened pneumatically. and Fog came out, and there was eerie music, and just the combination was, I mean, it was just awesome, amazing. And I'd like to do something in my yard that's like equally as impactful one day.
That sounds very cool.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice for people who are interested in using technology but aren't familiar with it?
You know, I would recommend starting with a little hobby kit. I absolutely love Arduino as well. I mean, maybe start with something like that and just see if when you do it, if it is meaningful to you. And if it is, you know, just kind of build on that, build on what you've learned. I have a rule of five that I like myself. If I will try and watch 5 videos on a subject, or maybe ask 5 people, and then I put all everything together to get my interpretation of how to do something. I like to incorporate symbolism or something, you know, personal touch to the project. I think that can make it, you know, more meaningful to people. And just the last thing I would say is some people find it, it's just hard to put the money out to do the projects. And I think if you budget it as an educational expense or put it under your entertainment budget, it's easier to justify buying the products to make it.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Danae. And thank you to our listeners for joining us for this episode of the RS Expert Advice Podcast. For a complete collection of expert advice content, including more episodes of the RS Expert Advice Podcast, please visit us.rs-online.com/expert.